Okay, we're continuing our weekly study of Sha'arim B'Tfilah. Our learning is for a refuah shlema, for all those who need. In particular, we have in mind our dear friend, Reb Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basia, should have a speedy and complete and painless refuah shlema. I just dropped the sefer and lost the place. Anyone remember what we were up to? Okay. We were talking about the irreplaceability of tefillah, that if you miss a day, you cannot get that day back, that no matter where one finds themselves, on the road or at home, it's no big deal to have kavanah, to elevate oneself when they're in their normal habitat and part of their normal ritual, but to be out on the road and be able to nevertheless elevate oneself, that is what is most impressive. Anyone have their sefer marked off where we were? Yeah. Here, I got it. Here it is. A person who's on the road, on the path, and they pull over to the side, and they chop a mincha. This isn't a real davening. In the side of the highway, you're in the airport, hiding behind the next gate where they're not boarding. That's not a real mincha, that's a yotzei mincha. That's put a check, that's get it done. When I get back to yeshiva tomorrow, when I'm in shul again next week, that's when I'll return to davening with kavanah. But to miss that opportunity is like saying, you know what? Mincha on Yom Kippur? I'm tired, I'm hungry, the guy next to me's breath is horrible. I'll daven next Yom Kippur, I'll have kavanah. In other words, you can't on Yom Kippur say, mincha, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, we barely had enough of a break, I'll have kavanah at mincha tomorrow. But one has to realize that every davening opportunity is uniquely precious, and it's irreplaceable. Pashat l'chol bar das, shetfilas Yom HaKippurim she'azomei b'matzav nora miyuchad, uv'yom nora kazeh. But rather, we all know intuitively that Yom Kippur, our mindset, the atmosphere, the state of being, all of it lends itself to creating a prayer which is unparalleled. We would never concede, we'd never forfeit that opportunity and say, you know what? I'll daven mincha tomorrow. No, today's mincha is irreplaceable. Today's mincha is something special. So any thinking person, no matter how hungry, how tired, no matter how affected by the fast, no matter what your state of being on Yom Kippur, you garner all your strength and all your energy and all your concentration because you say, I cannot miss this opportunity. I will not forfeit this chance. It's Yom Kippur. Doesn't matter what I feel like. The mincha tomorrow and the mincha the day after is totally different than the mincha opportunity right now. I'm going to do everything I can, no matter how I feel, to tap into it. And if that's the attitude on Yom Kippur, that's the attitude we should have every single day for every single davening opportunity. Revol ben Ali Shor writes about tefillah. Similarly, he says, imagine you're sitting on a train, and the train is going through the countryside, and on the one hand you look out the window and everything looks exactly the same. It's the countryside. Hills and valleys and farms and trees and forests. It all looks the same. It's repetitive. It's redundant. But on the other hand, each scene, each moment changes and you can't get it back. You're traveling, you're journeying forward, and whatever that means, that snapshot, that scene is now behind you. You can't recover it. So every tefillah on the one hand seems the same. It's the same Shmona Esrei. It's the same Psukei Dezimra. It's the same Ashrei Uvalitzion. It's the same Amida with the opportunity to ask for these critical things in our lives. It's all the same scenery. It looks the same. But as the train moves forward in life from a Shacharis to a Mincha to a Marav, a Shacharis to a Mincha to a Marav, you can't get back. You can't recover. And it becomes a lost opportunity. I was in Yeshiva's Chochmei Lublin last week with our trip to Poland. The Yeshiva of the great Lubliner, Rav Meir Shapiro. We don't have enough time now to tell you about how amazing it was to teach the daf, to learn the daf in the yeshiva, where the daf was introduced to the world. But Rabbi Frand has in one of his books the story of how the Lubliner, of how Rav Meir Shapiro introduced the daf. We give him all the credit. And it was his perseverance. It was his dream. There are actually numerous stories. But Rabbi Franz says the credit goes to his mother. Because when Rabbi Meir Shapiro was a little boy, 7 or 8 years old, one day he sees his mother crying. And he asks her, you know, it's very unusual, especially a little child, you see your parent crying. It really is something that shocks you, that startles you. So he says to his mother, "Why are you crying? What's the matter?" So she said, "Your Malamed didn't show up today. Your private teacher who learns Torah with you didn't come today. Maybe he's sick, maybe he had an emergency. He didn't show up." So the little Lubliner, the little Reb Meir, says to his mother, "Okay, so we missed a day, so he didn't show up. But why are you crying?" And she said to her little son, "You don't understand. If you miss a day of Torah learning, you can never ever get it back. You can't go through one day without Torah learning. You can never ever recover that day." And he later described, that's when he began to conceive of a dream. What could we institute that Klal Yisrael would never miss one day of learning? What kind of formula could we apply that people would be on the same page around the world and not one day could go by because his mother taught him through those tears, if you miss one day, you can never get it back. And if it's true for the Daf Yomi and it's true for Torah learning, it's true for the power of prayer. Who knows which prayer on which day would have been the prayer that could change reality. It says with Yitzchak, when he davens on behalf of Rivka and himself to have a child, Vayatar Yitzchak lenochach ishto, and the Chazal and the Gemara and Sukkah say that, why the Lashon Vayatar? What's that language? Why that verb? We have so many verbs for prayer. We just went through Sharon B'Tfila, and we went through all the different Lashonas. Itur was one of the Prakim. Why Itur? Chazal say in Sukkah, because just like an Eter, just like a pitchfork flips over the hay, so too prayer is the power to change God's mind, to reverse a decree. But who knows which prayer, on which day, with what sincerity, and which intent? Who knows when and where? So even when you're in the airport, or you're on the side of the road, or you woke up late and you're tired and you're scrambling and davening to catch up, when we have every reason and excuse in the world to concede that tefillah and say, you know what? I'll have kavanah tomorrow. I'll have kavanah later today. This one, it's just not coming. But who knows if it was that prayer which could bring a different result for the people we love and care so much about who need a refuah shleima or a shidduch or a child or financial prosperity for our brothers and sisters in Israel, for whatever it is, and every one of us has something to daven for. Who knows which tefillah it could be that could ensure that promise, that bracha? We can't afford to forfeit any tefillah, because when you do, you could never, ever get it back. Have a great day and most meaningful tefillah.